Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Who am I? When you hear that song, you know who's coming on. The one and only Nikki Jhabvala from The Washington Post. Nick, how we doing? How's Julian?
We're good. We're good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We are good. I'm going to open this with a story that I found out during draft weekend, I guess last week in Ashburn, 2 weeks ago in Ashburn. Bemidge, are you aware of Nikki's ability to drop bars? Are you aware of that? So
I need to know about this.
Yes, and Nikki has recorded some covers of Nicki Minaj songs. And
boy, Nikki, I have not recorded them.
People
have
been recorded you.
Involuntarily. Against my will.
But these recordings exist one way or another, Brian.
All right.
And Sam Fortier uses them as his ringtone.
Really?
that was the next level.
Sam Fortier has them as his ringtone, but we never heard from him. We ever heard him before? What's going on?
I may have to.
You gotta call him.
I may have
you
to work
call
some
him.
Sources.
And then you'll hear.
Yeah.
You'll hear me sitting bars. So, just a little something to look forward to.
All right. Hey, man. As much as we're excited for rookie minicamp, there are going to be some lean months here before football season gets here. We're going to need that recording, Fortier. How excited? Even if excited might not be the right word, but like. How interested are you in rookie camp, understanding how unimportant rookie minicamp is, but at the same time, there's a 9-member rookie draft pick class, another 11 UFAs. They'll have other players there. Oh, and by the way, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, this is probably the first time in years that I've actually been really intrigued by rookie minicamp. I mean, because it's not really a true rookie minicamp like it was back in the day where it was, legit workouts. It's scaled down quite a bit, so it's more of like a rookie orientation. But they'll do some on-field work for like roughly an hour, right? So it'll be the first time, just getting to see Jaden Daniels throw a ball and working with his new teammate. So you're not going to see a whole lot, but it's good to see these guys on the field for the first time since they'll be such an important part of, this roster this year and years to come.
Can they set a tone, though? I mean, I know, like, they're
oh,
not
definitely.
Doing nothing dramatically, but a tone could be set from this rookie class to the new people, all the new players that are on this team when they move to the full minicamps.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think everything in my mind really starts now. I know off-season workouts for veterans are still voluntary, but, we've been told everybody's been showing up, which is great. So, yeah, I think this can set a tone definitely. And we've seen it in years past where – some guys don't show up, and it does set a negative tone. That's never the sole reason why the team doesn't do well or poorly, but, you want to go into this, with the right mindset because they do have a lot of work ahead of them just in rebuilding and getting this thing going.
Agreed. Now, don't we Hang on, I gotta take care of something here. Mr. Mullins, I just sent you something. We gotta work that ASAP. So Nikki, I believe the rules have kind of changed surrounding rookie minicamp that it's not just rookies working out. Like, what do you think the chances are we see Braden Daniels, Mason Brooks, some of the guys from last year's class that never played?
Yeah, they can. I think it's open to first-year players. So that includes rookies. It also includes guys that didn't really get much of a chance to play. Braden Daniels, obviously. Guys that were on practice squad, I think we could see those guys out there too. And they could also open it up to some tryout players, guys that were invited to rookie minicamp just to, you know, prove themselves to try to get on the initial 91 for camp. I think it would behoove those players to be able to practice, and I would not be surprised if we see some of those guys out there. It's a good chance for all the young guys really to kind of come together.
For sure.
What is the one difference? I guess you too, JP. Y'all cover the team and y'all over there all the time. What is one thing you all are looking for that is different in this team where it's going to give you some indication that things are changing or things seem to be better?
I mean, I want to see the tempo of this. I mean, again, it's not a real practice. You know, they obviously can't wear pads, no hitting, no real, you know, live of anything. But I just want to see how Dan Quinn runs it. I felt like at times quite often over the last 3 years, things were so lackadaisical no matter what they were doing. And I just want to see some energy out there. I mean, it sounds silly and cliche, but like when you've watched them for as long as we have, just going through the same motions and not really being into it and then seeing the product, you know, you want a little more tempo, a little more juice out there.
I'm with you. And for this weekend, I am most curious. You know, I think of all the quarterbacks I've covered in that locker room, and the list is long. I think the dude that had the right mix of everything that you want the most was Alex. But Alex came here as a veteran.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Beyond Alex, I think the dude that did it the best, and Hal and Heinicke were in there, but Colt McCoy, man. Now, he didn't get on the field because it was Robert and it was Kirk. Colt McCoy had a command about him, a presence about him. And I want to see the presence of Jaden Daniels. And I think you kind of get a decent look at it because he's going to be throwing to dudes. And we haven't gotten an official roster for this week, right? But it's probably going to be 30, 35 guys, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think.
Jaden will end up – now Hartman's going to be throwing too, and I'm sure they'll try to match up that Jaden's throwing to Sennett and McCaffrey or whatever, right? But inevitably there's going to be a situation where Jaden's working with a dude that is a rookie out of Holy Cross that is not NFL caliber, right? Like it's an accomplishment that he's going to make a rookie camp, but like there's going to be a disparity. And I just want to see the person there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because that's a
no, totally.
It's a number two overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, throwing with a dude.
Yeah,
and I want to see that interaction.
Yeah,
I'm totally with you. I mean, look, they're all new. All the rookies are new, but there's a bigger burden on the quarterback to play beyond his status, right? Like he's got to instantly become a leader, face of the team, and you know, we'll see how much they do on the field to really show that. But it extends beyond the field too. Like how is he interacting with guys on the sideline? Like, you know, is he really locked into what they're doing or is he joking around on the side? Like things like that where you can really learn a lot about a guy and kind of his approach and mindset to this and his rapport with the other players. And, you know, even if he doesn't know everything, how is he helping others come along? So I think
Nikki drove through a tunnel.
This is why
we're back.
You know, it's a hard job. I mean, like they're under such scrutiny, but you know, this is what we're all examining is literally every aspect of his role and how he does it. How he progresses, his shortcomings, you know, how he takes to coaching, how he, you know, deals with teammates. I mean, we're looking at all of it.
Sure.
I think that's a simple thing. And we say it to people all the time. Just do what you've done to make them get you here and improve upon it. Because I think a lot of guys feel like they have to come out and show something. Like, Gus Frerotte, my buddy, headbutting the damn stadium. You know, it's unnecessary. Just do what you've always done. And if you are that person, it'll start to show for you.
Right. I would agree. I mean, I think people underestimate what it's a pressure cooker being an NFL quarterback. Yeah. Especially I feel like nowadays because the urgency is so high, you know, yeah. you don't get a full year to really prove yourself. You don't get 2 years. You don't get longer than that. Like many quarterbacks in the past had, it's, you have to be great now. And that's, in my opinion, that's unfair, but that's the reality.
Well, and so I think that's reflected in the crazy movement you see in the draft to go up and get guys. And I think it's reflected in the market that, I mean, hell, Kirk just signed 2 years, 100 mil, and they drafted a kid. Like, and my buddy Ryan Keel and Sean Merriman, you weren't on yesterday, B, but Merriman kind of said this too. The rule changes in the game have instituted a scenario where you can kind of only win with elite quarterback play. Like the days of building up the elite defense and then just having that placeholder quarterback are kind of, you don't want to say over because you never know when that will be recreated, but between the way the corners can't cover, the D-line can't hit, like a lot of that has shifted where it's haves and have-nots at quarterback.
Yeah.
And hell, let's hope Washington has one.
I hope they have that problem one day.
Dude, between your time in Denver and then here, because you got to Denver after that Super Bowl, right?
No, the Super Bowl was my first year.
Oh, all right.
And then,
so
went, never then it was a straight
You thought
drop
it was going to be like that all the time, huh, Nikki?
Yeah. 2016, the year after, was like eye-opening.
Gary Williams told a great story at the Touchdown Club dinner where he's like, yeah, my first year coaching, we went undefeated and won the state title in New Jersey. I thought it was always going to be easy.
Nope, it changes.
No, it sure does. Tell me if this delineation adds up to you. I think expectations should be raised in Washington. I think you've overhauled your coaching staff. You've really overhauled your entire roster. But I think it's important to not create a quarterback savior situation.
I would agree. Totally.
I think they've done that already.
I mean, I also think it's impossible not to do that, though. I think it will inevitably go toward that because, like you were just saying, that position is so vital to the success of the entire team. Like, I mean, you could probably still win really well without an elite pass rusher or an elite corner, but you cannot win without at least a very good quarterback. It goes back to the point where it's the pressure on these players in that position, whether it's veteran or rookie, is so great. It's very, very hard. So, like, if you don't have a player with the right mindset or a player who, you know, where one bad play kind of snowballs, and we've seen that so many times with young quarterbacks especially, I feel like that's where you get in trouble. I wish we could move away from this savior complex with all draft picks. I think it's just such a fallacy with the draft where all the speculation turns into, oh my God, this kid is the greatest thing to ever play football type deal. And it's unfair to them, and it's just so ridiculous. I agree with you with quarterbacks.
It's the thing
and
that,
I also agree with you on the raising expectations. I don't think just making the playoffs should be the expectations. You play to win and all.
I think ultimately when it comes down to that, though, a guy gets drafted and we have certain PR departments, ownership, coaches who take what the fans, all fans believe if you're first rounder, you're going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Until you're not. And I think a lot of coaches fall into that trap, and they got to be careful what they say to the media, how they interact and how they handle things. Because if the coaches start falling into it, it's over for that quarterback.
Right. And then the trouble is it's such a massive investment from the team side too. I mean, it's, you know, for these rookies, it's a fully guaranteed 4-year deal. So he's getting, what is it, a little over 27, I want to say? I could be off on that.
Yeah, I think that chunk. Was Stroud last year made 28. So inflation.
So he's
whatever. Say it's 30.
Oh, so it's probably 37 then. Whatever it is, it's a good chunk of money. It's a significant investment. That's why when everybody was criticizing Josh Harris on his involvement, like it's like one of the biggest investments that will be made for this franchise. Like the owner should be involved, in my opinion.
Hell yeah.
They're going
to
be everywhere.
I mean, and that adds to the urgency, the pressure, the importance of this position. Is just, money alone is so great with that one spot.
Hey, Nikki, forgive me for interrupting you there. Landfill has some, I believe, I don't know if this is breaking news or just audio we need to hear, but let me turn it over to the producer here on the Fan.
Oh, my God, no, you did not get that. I know you. Oh, my God.
I like dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, oh my God. I like shining, I like million-dollar deals, where's my pen, bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, I like looking at socks, I like going to the jeweler, I put rocks all in my watch.
Oh my God, I get
loose from my exes when they want a second chance.
No! You're gonna be dirty, oh my God!
I think you can flow.
Oh, my God, no. It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. But I do know the lyrics. I do like listen to Cardi.
I
like Cardi.
I wonder.
I knew you were going to do that. Oh, my God.
I wonder if, do you want
to
keep.
Who sent it to you? Standing? It was Standing.
It was not Standing. If you guess, I will tell you, but I can.
Fortier?
Nope.
Time?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you're going to guess. So.
Oh, my God.
Now, do you want that to be your walk-up song, or do you want to stick with Petey Pob?
Probably not. No. Do you want me on your show again or no?
I think it's good. I think it's fun.
I mean, how much do you care about your ratings?
I think everybody that enjoyed that, tweet at Nikki Jhabvala right now.
No.
NikkiJhabvala. Say, way to drop
they
bars.
Say they like the flow.
We need more soon. I think that's what I'll start. I'm gonna live tweet Nikki.
Get him.
B, right, what'd you think? Oh,
he's gonna expose everybody.
Oh my God.
But I like it. I like the flow though. You worked it.
I mean, that's
Landfill, what'd you think of Nikki's rap?
It was impressive.
That's one vote impressive. Toby?
Way better than I could do.
Boom. Two votes impressive. Brian and I both are impressed.
Yeah.
See? The people need more.
What's amazing is I was completely sober when I did that, too.
So, in other words, we need her to be tipsy when she do the next one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I wonder, somebody just said that to me. I do know that often people in Ashburn are listening to the program. I wonder if anybody over there just heard you drop bars.
I'm sure somebody had.
Then Nikki just goes silent.
When you walk in there, Nikki, and they start just bobbing the head, you're going to know they did.
I'm going to know. I'm taking names.
Thank you for your time today.
Appreciate you, Nick.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you Friday. Nikki Jhabvala, Washington Post, does a tremendous job. Give her a follow on X. Tell her how much you enjoyed her dropping bars. Who's got the best rookie class in the NFL? We'll figure it out.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Are you tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Well, it's time to switch the route and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, there's exclusive rebates on Rood just for you. Personally, I've upgraded to 3 Rood 18-series inverter heat pumps to stay cool at my house. Rood keeps me comfortable, whether I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it definitely ain't right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm trying to commit to getting back to going to shows. When I see bands, when I hear bands that I've seen a million years ago when I used to go to shows, leave it up. It was an honest mistake. I got to go to shows again. B. Mitch doesn't want me to be so old. I'm trying not to be so old. I'm trying to go to a baseball game and stay all nine innings, Brian. I'm honestly thinking about it. And now, maybe that's setting the
don't lie to yourself
the goalposts a little too
I don't
far.
Know why you like the? You act like an old man sometimes.
I'm trying not to. Yeah, I'm going to go to concerts and baseball games.
You've fallen into it. You're too long. So you got to just fight out of that stuff.
The people love Nicki Jhabvala dropping bars. Hopefully Nicki is seeing all these positive tweets coming in. Everybody is in agreement that it was fire. Maybe we'll let Jeff hear that at some point. Mm-hmm. I did want to get into something, though, that I think.
I can tell you what he's going to say. Yo! That's
okay,
what he's gonna say.
So.
So, yo!
All right. Where are my impactful rookies? That's what I'm looking for. So, obviously, Commanders just had a 9-person rookie class. They did have a draft day trade Friday night where they moved from 40 back to 50 and 53. Going, Landfill, from help me with the math here, from 2 second-round picks to 3 second-round picks. 3 second-round picks is a lot of value. The last time Washington had that, we talked about it for a year because it was there was a ton of excitement, and that landed Malcolm Kelly, Devin Thomas, and Fred Davis. But I don't necessarily trust the people that were drafting back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking at this draft class, I think there is a lot more reason to be excited when you look around the NFL. Now, some of this is going to be a little skewed if you think about what team is going to have the biggest impact. The teams that drafted a quarterback and are probably going to start that kid week one, that's going to be the biggest impact.
Yeah.
Because it's...
I think it's going to be Bears, Daniels here. I'm expecting the Patriots to roll out as well. Well, no.
I think they might go with Jacoby.
They may let Jacoby play for a bit.
Because I think that team's pretty good and you have arguably the best receiver in the NFL, I'm curious if J.J. doesn't hit the ground running in Minnesota.
Possibly.
You know, I think in a perfect world, the least impactful rookie is Michael Penix, which makes that situation pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers have a tiny draft class, but Joe Alt, I think, was a clear top tackle prospect available. They drafted the Georgia little slot guy, Ladd McConkey, mm-hmm. who I think will help them a ton.
Lag a route.
Dude.
He can route you to depth, though.
The linebacker that I liked a lot for Michigan kid, Junior Colson. Harbaugh drafted his guy. It's a small class, but it's good.
Yeah.
She may be tiny, but she is vicious. But CBS Sports did a list this morning of who they've got as the most impactful draft classes. At five, they go with the Bills. Certainly in like a page view standpoint, the kid Keon Coleman, the receiver from Florida State, is going to make people laugh. But will he perform on the field? They, from a, if you, Toby, pull up the Bills wideouts now. Because they lost Gabe Davis, they lost Steph Diggs. One signing that kind of went below the radar that I think he could be a monster up there is Curtis Samuel. Like from a fantasy perspective, a late round flyer on Curtis Samuel, I think could be big. But that Bills receiving core, you got Josh Allen, who has the big arm, maybe the strongest arm in the league. But it's going to be interesting because he's thrown to an unexperienced group. What do we got up there?
So you got Khalil Shakir, who I think is going into his third year. You got Curtis Samuel. And then after that, they just signed Chase Claypool. They got Justin Shorter, Mac Hollins, Quintez Cephas, KJ Hamler.
How excited are you for Quintez Cephas, Lamphill? Keon Coleman's
sounds
got
like
a chance.
A scientific experience.
Keon Coleman's got a chance from day one. So CBS Sports rates the Bills rookie class fifth overall. At four, NFC East division, not the Washington Commanders. That would be the New York Giants. Malik Nabers, Tyler Newbin is a safety, drafted a running back a little later.
Did they get another quarterback somewhere?
They did not.
Okay.
They
must believe in Daniels.
No, I think they only wanted Drake May and couldn't get him. I don't think they believe in
Daniel
Jones at all.
Whoever put this out here like this, they must believe in.
No, I'll read it. All five of these first-year pros will likely be leaned upon in 2024 and have the athleticism to thrive in their specific roles. Nabers was my – so this dude, I think, just really likes Nabers. This isn't necessarily to make them better. Make the team better, but the rookies that can have the biggest impact this season. The Packers at number three. I think they just tried to kind of rebuild after they lost a bunch. And Jordan Morgan could be the left tackle they need for Jordan Love. See about that. I think Jordan Morgan going to Green Bay is why Washington traded back, and Washington was trying to get up into the first round and then wasn't. I think that Jordan Morgan pick swung a lot of that. The second most impactful draft class. You want to guess? Kind of surprised Chicago's not on here. Arizona. Of course, Marvin Harrison Jr. Darius Robinson. That's the kid from Mizzou, I believe. Trey Benson might have been was he the first running back off the board? I'll read here from CBS Sports. The opportunity in Arizona certainly helps the high ranking here for the Cardinals, but I do like all of these first year pros making an impact in 2024. Of course, there's Harrison Jr., who could see over 150 targets as a rookie. Robinson will be maximized inside as a sleek interior rusher and run halting defender. That's the book on him was that he's a legit three down D-tackle, which helps you a ton. Benson was my RB1 with Breece Hall-like capabilities. Keeps going down. But far more important is, who's the author on this, Landini? Is it Trapasso? All right, so Chris Trapasso, who's their draft analyst. I think Chris does a good job. Trapasso ranks the Washington Commanders with the most impactful rookie class in the NFL. He highlights Jaden Daniels, Johnny Newton, Mike Sanistrill, Ben Sennett, and Luke McCaffrey. I would include Coleman, frankly, but that's fine. I read now from CBS. Those first five picks by GM Adam Peters were sensational. Denzel Washington, man on fire type stuff from the Commanders' new GM. Daniels has all the dynamic skills to be that new age dual threat passer that terrifies defenses underneath, at the intermediate level, downfield, and yeah, with his legs. If Newton was able to work out before the draft, there's no way he's available in round one. Remember, he was dealing with that foot.
Mm-hmm.
He could be a 50-plus pressure defensive tackle as a rookie. Sanistrell can be the annoying nickel corner who tackles like a champ, blitzes off the corner, and sticks to slot receivers underneath. And Sennett legitimately has Sam Laporta-esque athleticism and powerful yak skills.
I hope so.
McCaffrey will probably make the least impact of this bunch, but his diverse route running skills will likely help him get on the field and earn targets sooner rather than later.
I ran into a guy this weekend who told me his buddy coaches where McCaffrey was. And he said, he asked me, can he really play? He said, dude, this dude is a dog. He can play. It's not just about his brother and his daddy. He can outright play football.
I think the reason
he likes talking trash.
I know you like that.
He has some B Mitch in him as my boy who played in college football with me. He says boy told him that this dude has a lot of me in him, where he's gonna tell you how good he is and he's gonna perform on you the whole game. And you let him get some plays on you, he's gonna become relentless. So I like that aspect already.
Well, and I think, I don't know, you want to say he slid or not, whatever. There are people that thought he would go later, too. I think he tried to play quarterback, I think he chased it for like 4 years. Mm-hmm. I know he went to Nebraska to try to be a quarterback. And then that Nebraska situation looks like it might be kind of on the way up now with, I think Matt Rhule is there. But it was a train wreck out there for a while, and it's my understanding that he was at Nebraska trying to be a quarterback, and then he committed somewhere else before he eventually got to Rice. But since he switched to wideout, mm-hmm, at Rice, he's only played the position for 2 years, and he's had 71 plus 58. Help me out. Is that about 130? 129?
71, 68?
58.
58, yeah,
129. Yeah, in 2 years, he had about 130 catches and 1,700 yards. And those are his first 2 years ever playing the position. And then you can't question the pedigree, right?
Yeah.
And some of that stuff gets overinflated. But with that kind of family, it's not. Like
we were discussing it about Drake.
Well, dude, when one of the Fuller boys got drafted to play corner after playing at Virginia Tech, you could pretty much pencil him in for at least an 8-year career and really productive. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
some of this you can kind of count on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think McCaffrey can maybe be in that vein. Listen, man, could you have the most impactful rookie class? Certainly, because you're going to start a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. And that's when things can changed the most dramatically. To help us understand Jaden Daniels even more, that rookie quarterback, Kevin Falk from LSU will join us at 1:00. Nobody go anywhere.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Beavis and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Wrong edition.
Moving fast. Moving fast on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, we got drop.
I want to talk about something.
Toby got a new haircut.
Toby, you did get it. Is that a mohawk?
No, kind of like a frohawk, kind of leaning to the side.
Yeah, it's a mohawk of sorts.
It looks kind of like Barney when he used to have his hair going to the side.
It's a tobe hawk.
It's a tobe hawk.
Yeah, you
like
got
that
Barney hawk.
All right, I want to get to this because we're going to keep forgetting, and we got Kevin Falk and then Cameron are joining us.
Yeah.
This is from Commander's Wire. When you rebrand, it's supposed to give you momentum. That means selling more t-shirts, hats, and jerseys with the new name and logo. That hasn't been the case for the Washington Commanders. The Commanders changed their name from the generic moniker football team to Commanders. Let me get to the facts here. According to Josh Kaber of Finance Buzz, only three NFL fan bases spend less on merchandise than the Commanders. Mm. The NFL league-wide average per team is $144. Washington fans spend an average of $80 annually on team merchandise. Mm. Everybody can react. I think there's a number of factors.
Listen, I'm not surprised.
Me either.
Because I think when the name was changed, you had so many people that didn't like it to where they – and then when you start hearing about the sale, people immediately start thinking that would be another name change. And I would suspect that people are going, okay, I'm not going to buy this and then be buying something else in a few years. I'm going to wait and see what goes down.
I totally agree with
that. Because
if
you have to go with the majority didn't agree.
I agree. I also think a lot of the gear is whack. Like, I don't think there's that much. That hat you had the other day, the draft day hat that Jaden Daniels been wearing and all his Instagram stuff, that's a cool hat. Yeah. But I don't know. I think fans got kind of burnt a little bit. Like, a lot of fans bought a Chase Young jersey. A lot. He's where the hell? He's with the Saints now.
Yeah.
I think the Jaden Daniels jersey finalization has not occurred yet. I think also, if you believe they're going to change it again, I just think the name stinks. Too many people equate it with Dan still.
Yeah.
There's not that. Dude, I don't think the jerseys are that. Which jersey would you buy of the three that exist? Like, Toby, you're a Skins fan. Which jersey do you like? Because for me, it'd be the black one, I think. I don't love it.
Yeah, I bought the burgundy one. I think I bought a Dotson jersey. That's the only Commanders one I bought. I prefer the burgundy, but the black just doesn't look like the
like
team
Steelers.
I grew up cheering for.
Right.
Like,
I just don't think the burgundy does either.
I think ultimately it's a multitude of factors, okay? Because let's be real. People were buying the previous name Steel at high level. So they stopped.
I imagine is Redskins stuff still selling like on eBay?
So they were, but the thing of it is, you don't like the owner. This is all stuff why it started to drop. They didn't believe that they went with the way that they said they were choosing their name, and you weren't winning. That's three factors all together that make people say, nah, not doing it.
Right. I think if you had to get something right now, because I wonder if you saw this. I saw a couple people wearing this at the draft party. Is the LSU Jaden Daniels jersey? That's pretty tough.
Yeah, but if you want to sell yourself, you want to be buying a burgundy jersey.
I'm not saying that that's good for the Commanders. Yeah. I'm just saying if you're a fan of the team and you want a jersey right now, I think the LSU Jaden Daniels jersey is pretty tough.
That's why you're just a fan of LSU and Jaden Daniels.
Nah, because people used to wear the Robert Baylor jersey, and I thought it was kind
of
cool.
I've never seen one of them.
Really?
Nope.
That happened. That was a thing.
I never saw one of them.
Maybe Toby saw it. But, dude, I'm on there website right now, and I just don't know. There's got to be some good gear. I think the name is tough. There's just a lot of tough. If you had to buy something and Beamish doesn't like my college jersey idea, I would get I might like personalize a Joe Jacoby jersey. I would order a Beamish jersey. I had a Clinton Portis jersey that I loved. Like Daryl Green, you could buy. I mean, that's pretty dope. Like the old school white with the burgundy and gold on the arm.
I like that.
Landfill, would you buy Commander's gear?
I wouldn't for a couple more years because I think there's a decent possibility that they have a new name. You know, if it's like 4 years from now and they're still called the Commanders, then I'd feel comfortable they're sticking with it. But I think there's a realistic chance 2 years from now they're called something different. So I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Those jerseys are not cheap.
No, they're not. I think if this team wins a certain level of games this year, come back the next year and then they'll start seeing, oh, something new's going on.
Right.
People will buy stuff. But you got to understand how long things were going on a decline as to why they dropped that low.
Well, and then, so they become the Commanders, and then, like, kind of right away, I don't know how fair it was, but because the new ownership came in and said the word Redskins, people were immediately like, oh, my God, they're switching. They were never going back. That doesn't mean there might not be something else in the cards.
Yeah.
But I think immediately the excitement was met by not an expectation, but at least a question that the name will change again. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people then kind of decided to be a little more reserved with what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
While we're having this conversation, though, and I want to be clear, like, should anyone in Ashburn be listening, we're not dunking on you. This is from Commander's Wire, and it's like, there's like a business study from Finance Buzz that has determined that Washington ranked 29th in merchandise sold. and if you want to like do the math on that, what's the market size of Washington versus Charlotte or Cleveland or Kansas City or Green Bay? Because it's significantly different. All of that said, though, maybe they should tighten up a little bit of what they sell on the website, because it's a relatively simple and basic and historic concept of supply and demand.
Yeah.
If you can limit the supply, the demand should increase, right?
It does.
So let me, I just found this.
Everything that you ever had for sale is still on there for sale.
That's its own thing. I just found this. Now, this is a new player in Washington that has a legit chance of being a starter.
Mm-hmm.
But how many Nick Allegretti jerseys do you think they're selling for $130?
Hey, man, big boys, big people like that, man. You know, his family might get them, too. I'm sure he got big brothers.
They might get two of them. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, he might get two or three of them.
The decision to...
You got to make it possible for everyone. Because the moment you don't put something out there for somebody, people are going to be complaining about it. So you put them all out there.
Hold on.
They probably didn't produce a lot.
I'm scrolling through here, and it's... You can pre-order a Daniels with a 1 or a 0. You can get McLaurin, obviously. McLaurin, Daryl Green, Terry McLaurin in the military, or Nick Allegretti.
Yeah. Because he's...
Sean Taylor, Doug Williams.
He's the offensive lineman they're promoting the most.
I don't even think he would be the one. Biadasz got more money. Cosby's been
Biadasz
the best player.
Biadasz got more money, but Allegretti comes with an attitude and a reputation.
He didn't even start.
That he would rip your damn head off.
It's weird they're selling his jersey on the website. They don't even have... Sell Joe Jacoby's jersey or Russ Grimm.
But see, that's the thing about it, Jay. And I'll be honest with you.
They got Sean Taylor.
Eventually,
they got Daryl Green.
Eventually, you got to move forward. You can't just sell all the old stuff and then expect people to really get into it. Daryl Green number is about to be retired. So, yes, I'm selling the hell out of that one.
You don't think it's weird they're selling Nick Allegretti jerseys?
No, they always sold offensive lineman jerseys around here.
It's a very bizarre choice.
I don't know.
Over under 9.5 Nick Allegretti jerseys sold.
By the season, I would go over.
Just because we're talking about it now?
No, because it's going to be, listen, bro, I always see some big dude wearing an obscure number and name. Like, why the hell did you buy that? Oh, man, I like to wear the big boy stuff.
I'll go under 9.5. Landfill?
I mean, he's got to have a family, right? They'll get him over 9.5.
Kevin Falk joins us next. We're going to talk Jaden Daniels, a jersey that will sell way over 9.5.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.